Since June.
Some areas of the upper Midwest are in the midst of wheat harvest while others are finished. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Sierra Doctor has more.
Westbred Wheat Northern Plains Regional Manager Peter Comis says with wheat harvest done in some areas, winter wheat planting is kicking off.
Some guys are going on winter wheat. There are actually people planting winter wheat in southeast North Dakota and southwest North Dakota. So guys are gearing up and winter wheat is starting and going in. You know, and we're looking forward to our new variety out there that's called WB4422. It's Westbred's new winter wheat variety in the Northern Plains. It's won a lot of trials, pretty much every trial down there. It has done super well and is a high yielder. So that one's going in along with our other varieties with Keldin and WB4309 are going in the ground as well. But winter wheat planting is starting up.
Comis says there were lessons learned from this year's growing season.
Yeah, we've learned a lot. You know, you definitely don't want to go in too late. It could affect the wheat yield, especially if it's flowering during super hot times. I know a lot of wheat flowered and it was 100 degrees out, which is not good. Wheat likes, you know, the grow slow in cool weather environments. Other than that, you know, we definitely want to just, if it does go in late like it did late June or middle June, late May, it does work. We're seeing wheat have some really, really great yields this year. You know, a lot of it all got good moisture and, you know, with good adequate rainfall at timely manners on that wheat crop, it really can help out a lot, even with a little bit of a late planting.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Sierra Doctor on the Red River Farm Network.